O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 19 by Jess Ray. This quiet arrangement relies solely on the guitar's accompaniment patterns and the soloist's phrasing to carry the song's message. The simplicity allows us to focus on the text and presents a musical depiction of the words, "Purify my heart."
Purify my heart. May every word, every thought, every motive, every intention be pleasing in your sight, God. For your voice refreshes my soul, brings joy to my heart and light to my eyes. Your words more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, better than life. Purify my heart. May every word and every thought, every motive and every intention be pleasing in your sight, O God. For your voice refreshes my soul, brings joy to my heart and light to my eyes. Your words more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, better than life. Purify my heart. May every word and every thought, every motive, every intention be pleasing in your sight, O God. Be pleasing in your sight, O God.
Psalm 19, verses 7 through 14. The instruction of the Lord is perfect, renewing one's life. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making the inexperienced wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, making the heart glad. The command of the Lord is radiant, making the eyes light up. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are reliable and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, than an abundance of pure gold, and sweeter than honey, dripping from a honeycomb. In addition, your servant is warned by them, and in keeping them there is an abundant reward. Who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servant from willful sins. Do not let them rule me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed from blatant rebellion. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Sometimes loved ones are mysterious to us. While we can point to things that they have done that demonstrate that they love us, the inner workings of their minds and hearts can sometimes remain unknown. But our God longs for us to discover him. He doesn't want to remain a mystery. And we can connect with him. We can connect with him through the beauty and complexity of the world around us, but we can do so most fully through his word, through his instruction, which is perfect, and his testimony, which is trustworthy. In Psalm 19, David celebrates the value of God's teachings. Do you cherish God's revelations as he did? When you open the scriptures, do you see them as a source of renewal and joy for your heart? Are you drawn to God's word more passionately than to the greatest earthly treasures? Part of what makes the scriptures so amazing is that they reveal the character of God, but they do more than that. They also mirror our own flaws and needs. Despite the noble path that the Bible lays out, our frailties often leave its ideal seemingly out of reach. David was acutely aware of this, pondering over our ability to recognize our faults. He ends with a prayer, though, hoping his words and thoughts align with God's will, trusting in God's grace for approval. And this hope for us is ultimately anchored in the sacrifice of Jesus. Though faultless, Jesus bore our sins so that we, despite our imperfections, could find a permanent place with God. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. Almighty God, bestow on us the meaning of words, the light of understanding, nobility of diction, and faith in the truth, and grant that what we believe we may also speak. Amen.